Rauri Waititi, well, welcome, my friend. Tēnā koe.
Morena Dea, morena tata.
That was very disappointing, wasn't it, that you didn't get support from Labor or the Greens for removing the GST off food. It would have helped at a time where we're officially in a recession. How disappointed were you that those you might have expected to support you didn't?
Yeah, it was a little bit disappointing that we've been in urgency for the last 4 months, and so since Parliament started in this 54th Parliament, we've just been in urgency, and most of the urgency has been to undo a lot of things. One, Māori Health Authority, 7AA, with the Oranga Tamariki, and so there's been a whole lot of stuff happening, and this is the only bill. Since this new government has been and new parliament has had it sitting, that would address part of the issue that many of our whānau face, which is dealing with poverty. I think it's very cruel that we continue to look at legislation that continues to prioritise capitalism, prioritise the economics. And I know the economy's got to be part of it, but there has been nothing to address the inequities when it comes to dealing with poverty. And many of our whānau, the reality is, many of our whānau do go into those supermarkets. They do have to put food back because they can't afford it. And so taking GST, yes, there are other avenues to address poverty in this country and to start closing those gaps of inequity. But this was the start. This was the start. This was the start to make life a lot easier for our whānau, to give them some integrity when they do go and try and put kai on the table. Yes, we want to lift our double baseline benefits. Yes, we want to be able to deal with the supermarket duopoly. Yes, we want to be able to put more money in the pockets of our whānau. But this was the start. Not only a start to give them some integrity when they go shopping for kai, but also to start resetting the tax system that continues to favour the rich and the wealthy over the poor. The rich pay 9.4% in tax every year. We pay, others pay 20.4% on tax per year. This country is making over $140 billion on tax. There's enough tax going around. We didn't need a regressive tax that continues to punish the poor. And all it does is it contributes to $3 billion, around about $2.6 to $3 billion in tax, where they're giving landlords tax breaks of $3 billion. So, this is this should have been a no-brainer for those who profess to fight for the poor. But in actual fact, we saw clear lines being drawn yesterday.
Yeah, I was a bit surprised. The Greens, I'll talk with Huhana shortly, they seem to think that it would compromise their attitude to the establishment of a wealth tax, but they can answer for themselves. I was just disappointed at the 117.6 response, as no doubt you were. Let's talk about unabated immigration and the effect it has on Ngāi Māori. Shane Jones suggested last year, if we continue with the levels of new migrants into this country, 130,000, maybe more last year, then the pūtea available for Māori kaupapa is diminishing because you've got to service the needs of 130,000 new people. If that goes year on year, according to Shane, who I spoke with earlier in the week, he's suggesting that as we hit 15% of the population aiming for 20 Māori, that could be compromised, and by 2040 we could make up only 5% of the population. What do you make of that?
Look, The angle I will come from, because I don't want to look like it sounds like a beat up on immigration, and on people who have struggled in their own countries to come and find a better life. That's the first thing. The second thing is, the part I do agree with them is that this is the issue, is that tangata whenua need to be the best tangata whenua Aotearoa deserves us to be. And so the suite of policies that the Pāti Māori is ensuring that we are the best tangata whenua that Aotearoa deserves us to be, that we can be the tangata whenua to receive people onto our marae and onto our whenua. Unfortunately, we are behind the eight ball, and we are not the tangata whenua Aotearoa deserves us to be, because we are the highest incarcerated peoples in the country. And for Māori female, we are the highest incarcerated population in the world. We are the, you know, we've got huge health inequities in this country. There are huge education disparities in this country. And so we need to be the best tangata whenua Aotearoa deserves us to be. So we can stand on our marae, we can stand on our whenua and welcome people in. Welcome people in, so and being able to feed them, being able to house them, being able to care for them, and be able to love them. Unfortunately, we are not at that particular point. We ourselves are not being housed. We ourselves are not being fed. We are now ourselves are not being cared for. And these are the this is the settings that need to be addressed. And that's what our tax policy was trying to do, which included taking GST off kai. So I want to come from that angle. Until Māori are housed, until Māori are fed, and until Māori are in a position where we can be the best tangata whenua Aotearoa deserves us to be, you know, we can't host our whānau, and we can't look after our manuhiri the best we can. And that's the position that Te Pāti Māori have hold, and that's the position that Te Pāti Māori will continue to hold.
Tēnā koe. I don't want to be churlish here. Grant Robertson seen as a decent guy, and he departs having had the keys to the cash register, so to speak. And in his valedictory, he said that there's no pleasing some Māori. I gave out $1 million to Māori kaupapa, which was welcome, but the tax takes $140 billion. Mm-hmm. He earmarked $1 billion. It's more than any other finance minister has, but still well short of what our people deserve. Your thoughts here?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And so, yeah, he did talk about $1 billion going to Māori, but there was $140 billion going to Pākehā. And then you've got to look at all the contracting and who's delivering those services to Māori. And many of those are Pākehā services. So, yeah, I don't want to be churlish either. I want to acknowledge the contribution that Grant Robertson has made to the political landscape here in Aotearoa as the finance minister and as minister of many other things. But at the end of the day, we are still falling short of the resources needed to be the best tangata whenua Aotearoa deserves us to be. And so we've got to continue to fight to ensure that there's equality and equity here in Aotearoa, and that that Te Tiriti o Waitangi is upheld. Unfortunately, it has never been upheld. It has never been honoured by that side of Parliament or the Crown. And I will continue to hold that position because that's a matter of fact.
Well, talk with us about what's going on this week. It just looks like a barrage of anti-Māori legislation. It feels that way. And our young people, their heads are spinning, so much so that it's at times bringing up the hoik out of their chests, which is being delivered at the feet of those who are laying into us.
Delivered to swine's feet, there, which is a saying. You know, I love the fact that our rangatahi are now finding their voice. I love the fact that they are informed. I love the fact that they feel liberated and unapologetic about who they are. They understand who they are. They understand the injustices that face our people, and that you know, that our tamariki and our rangatahi are awake, and they are awake a lot earlier than a lot of us were awake at that age. We're talking about high school kids here. This is a move in the revolution that our people are now starting to see at younger ages. And I was just so proud of our rangatahi, you know, that they know their tikanga, that they understand that being able to stand up and find their voice has an impact on the political landscape, but not only that, on our Māoritanga. And so, you know, at the end of the day, the politicians have to wake up and see the impacts and the decisions that they make have huge impact on our rangatahi. You know, those rangatahi that can't afford kai, like I said, taking GST off kai would have made a huge difference, but don't have kai before they go to school. And that you know, the least we can do is feed our tamariki. The least we can do is feed not only their minds and their souls, but also their pukus to ensure that they have a fighting chance here in Aotearoa. And so, you know, I was really, really proud of Freiburg. I was really, really proud of our tamariki there, and I'm sure they will not be the only ones standing up to this government who are committed to undoing a lot of good that was done in the last parliament, and the pressure that the party might be put on the last government, and will continue to put pressure on this government. And I plead with the Māori MPs in the National led government to stop undoing a lot of the work that they're doing right now, to ensure that our tamariki have a fighting chance in the education system, and that our Māori people have a fighting chance across this whole system that has systemic racism all the way through it. It stinks of it. They've finished their 100-day plan. It has been 100 years, but a 100-day plan which looked to undo a lot of the good work that not just the government did in the last parliament, but also from the crossbenchers. Because we were the only ones in the last election, not just the election before that, the 2020 election, that campaigned on a Māori health authority. I'm just so proud of our people standing up everywhere across all spheres, and we'll continue to do that as we continue to fight for justice here in this country.
Tēnā koe, and thank you for sharing some time with us. Go well, Rauri. Ka pai tō rā whakata.
Kia ora.
Kia ora, kia ora rā atu koe.